Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Low levels of magnesium could raise the risk of DNA damage and chronic degenerative disorders, according to a recent study published in the European Journal of Nutrition. Ashwagandha, a plant used in Ayurvedic medicine for centuries, is gaining new attention on TikTok. Many users believe the herb, native to Asia and Africa, can improve focus, boost immune health, and even affect emotions or birth control, along with its main compound, saponins and tannins, which give it a range of health-promoting effects. Research suggests ashwagandha can reduce stress, improve sleep, and boost brain functions such as memory and focus. Studies show its natural compounds also support the immune system. In one study, participants who took ashwagandha for 60 days reported a 44% reduction in stress. The herb is also linked to better sleep, especially with those who have insomnia, and improved cognitive function. With its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, ashwagandha may help with conditions like arthritis and immune system issues. Although traditional medicine has long praised ashwagandha for its versatility, modern research emphasizes the need for a balanced approach to its use. Combining ashwagandha with other healthy lifestyle changes is essential for managing stress and improving overall well-being. While the herb may offer support for issues like anxiety or sleep disturbances, it works best when used alongside habits like proper sleep hygiene and stress management practices. King Agricus KA21 mushroom heals wounds and improves skin elasticity, according to the latest findings. Targeted supplementation of vitamins E, B6, and niacin could play a key role in maintaining eye health and mitigating the risk of cataract formation, findings from a Chinese study suggest. Combining a regimen of creatine supplementation and resistance training could increase sleep time in menstruating women, according to a recent study. Breast reductions have risen in every age group, but especially among patients under 30. Why would more than 70,000 women each year submit to anesthesia, a painful recovery, and possible changes to nipple sensation? Why would they risk their ability to breastfeed? Plastic surgeons say their breast reduction patients are propelled by social media and word of mouth. And it also could be that genetic testing, which they say just cut off your breasts because you might get cancer someday because you're genetically predisposed. Hogwash. Don't do it. High blood pressure, hypertension, is increasingly common, with more people diagnosed each decade. At least 25% of hypertension diagnoses are due to inaccurate measurements. The cause of hypertension is unknown for over 90% of patients. Aggressively treating blood pressure is believed to prevent cardiovascular disease, but only has a limited effect on strokes and not heart disease. The correlation between high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease is often misinterpreted. Impaired circulation causes blood pressure to rise, not the other way around. Low blood pressure, hypotension, is a problem because it prevents blood from reaching the areas where it's needed. But in most cases, medicine instead focuses on the consequences of high blood pressure. Within the existing models, those consequences are weakened blood vessels become more likely to break open and leak as higher blood pressure pushes against them. This, for instance, is why emergency rooms aggressively lower the blood pressure of patients who show up with symptoms of hypertensive emergency, such as severe headache and a significantly elevated blood pressure. Likewise, whenever a critical blood vessel ruptures, for example, the aorta or one in the brain, once the bleed has been confirmed, the first step in managing it is to lower the patient's blood pressure so less blood leaks out, after which they are sent to surgery. Excessive pressure on the arteries strains and damages them, causing the lining of the vessels to become damaged and gradually develop arteriosclerosis. Excessive blood pressure damages the internal organs, termed end organ damage, leading to premature failure and early death, especially from heart attack or kidney failure. Bottom line, high blood pressure is often associated with heart disease and serious vascular issues like strokes and organ damage when blood pressure spikes. However, there is little evidence that small increases in blood pressure causes any problems at all. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOs, affect 5 to 6 million women in the U.S. and 8% to 13% of women worldwide. It's characterized by elevated testosterone, ovulation problems, and large ovaries with small follicles, impacting fertility and mental health. Women with PCOs are at a higher risk for depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and suicide attempts. PCOs also affect self-esteem, gender identity, relationships, and sexuality. PCOs have no specific cause or cure, but risk factors include family history, diabetes, and insulin resistance. Symptoms are manageable, and pregnancy still occurs with proper treatment. Inositol and carnitine supplements show promise in managing PCOS symptoms, improving menstrual regularity, fertility, and other metabolic markers. Other helpful supplements include CoQ10, turmeric, licorice, and vitamin K2. Environmental factors like exposure to forever chemicals, PFAS, and microplastics increase PCOS risk and disrupt hormones. Reducing exposure and considering progesterone therapy may help balance those hormones. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Youngtown Grape Distributors, Happy Moose Tropical Roots and Strawberry Fields for foodborne illness. Lunds and Byerly's L&B Lone Star Dip for mold contamination. Jack and the Green Sprouts, Inc., Jack and the Green Sprouts Alfalfa and Alfalfa and Onion Sprouts for Listeria Monocytogens. Hammond's Dark Chocolate Filled Mini Waffle Cones for Undeclared Milk. Supercore Products Hard Steel Capsules and Gold Hard Steel Plus Liquid for Unapproved Drug. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals Ryaltris Nasal Spray for Defective Delivery System. Gilead Sciences Velcori for Injection for Glass Particles. Nivogen Pharmaceuticals Atorvastatin calcium tablets for different tablets in the bottle. Advanced Accelerator Applications, Pluvicto CGMP Deviations. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, Ciclopyrox Gel for defective container. Milo's Poultry Farm, Grade A Brown Chicken Eggs for Salmonella. Inner Waymark, Heart of the Earth 100% Pure Ceremonial Cacao Pre-Ground Paste for elevated lead levels. The Posh Bakery, whole grains bakery labeled poppy seed muffins and their apple cinnamon muffins, bon croissant, raisin bran muffins, and six other kinds of muffins for undeclared milk, wheat, flour, and almonds. Big Bottom Milk Company, chocolate milk, all kinds, for not being pasteurized properly. Blue Tape Sriracha, CGMP deviations. Martori Farms, whole cantaloupes for salmonella. Kent Precision Food Group's Squincher, electrolyte beverage mix, orange, all sizes, for metal pieces. Grace Imports, Karabundi, Kerala mixture, and spicy Maruku for undeclared wheat. Mac & Company, mini raspberry lemon coffee cake for undeclared walnut and wheat. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.